Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
And when there is a promise of a storm, if you want change in your life, walk into it. If you get on the other side, you will be different. And if you want change in your life and you're avoiding the trouble, you can forget it. So Harriet would say, wade on in the water, it's gonna really be troubled water.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, God's gonna trouble.
God's gonna trouble the world.
gonna trouble the water.
Well, it must be the children that Moses led.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Look like I got a way.
A slowed down version of Wade in the Water, the old gospel tune there, the old spiritual Sweet Honey in the Rock. Sweet Honey in the Rock. Hello, everybody. This is Dan Maher, and this is Inland Folk for September the 27th. The date, by the way, of the Sweet Honey in the Rock show in the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. Tickets still available. Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. And here's the deal. Students, I can say this because it's a nonprofit, so I can say this. Students, get in for free. So if you're a student and you're listening and you want to see Sweet Honey in the Rock, you get in for free. Alrighty? And that is tonight. I believe it's a 7:30 show, Sweet Honey in the Rock at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. If you're listening on Sunday, you missed it. It was good. Alrighty. This is Inland Folk. And yeah, we're hustling. It's the fall and everything's rocking and rolling and everything's good. And this is Andrew McKnight from his album Traveler.
To this life and all the rest. Lord, these mountain ways will end. When the last coach out of Gatlinburg is going round the bend. The federal government took my land in 1921 to make a national park here in the home of the Cherokee Sun. Tourists came from New York town in finery and pearls, staring at these hazy slopes and the barefoot hillbilly girls. Moon set slowly in the west, bringing darkness to this life and all the rest. Lord, these mountain ways will end when the last coach out of Gatlinburg is going round the bend. Left to go, ho, but a government house living with the flatlanders. The politicians throwing stones to claim the triumph first. Nothing against wilderness, in fact I'd like some too. Just give me back my rundown shack, it's all I ask from you. My homestead lies two exits down this old Fort Lane highway, paved over by a strip mall with a Smoky Mountain name. Moon set slowly in the west, bringing darkness to this life and all the rest. Lord, these mountain ways will end when the last coach out of Gatlinburg is going round the bend. Moon sets slowly in the west, bringing darkness to this life I've loved the best. Lord, these mountain ways must end when the last coach out of Gatlinburg is going round the bend.
Let go the heavy, lighten up your load. Let go the heavy, lighten up your load. Let go the heavy, lighten up your load. If it ain't what you need, let it go. Ever been taught the worth of a soul? Never been bought for an ocean of gold. A burning light is all you really own. So tighten your hide, lighten up your load. Let go the heavy, lighten up your load. Let it go.
was a cat, I'd sleep all day till I tired of it. If I was a cat, in a sunny windowsill I'd sit. If I was a cat, I'd play in the morning till it's time to quit. If I was a cat, if I was a cat, I'd hiss and spit when the dog came near. If I was a cat, I'd kick those mites right out of my ear. If I was a cat, I'd fill all the mice full up with fear. If I was a cat, feline dreams and strings to bat, and a full dish between to keep me fat. And there's nothing in my head, nothing wrong with that, 'cause I am a cat. If I was a cat, I'd whine and meow when the ground was froze. If I was a cat, I'd wash that spot in between my toes. If I was a cat, I'd curl up by the fire when the cold wind blows. If I was a cat, if I was a cat, chase crickets in the sun till it had my fill. If I was a cat, bounce off the walls and take a spill. If I was a cat, I would eat the meat and spit out the pill. If I was a cat, feline dreams and strings to bat, and a full dish between to keep me fat. And there's nothing in my head, nothing wrong with that, 'cause I am a cat. Feline dreams and strings to bat, and a full dish between to keep me fat. And there's nothing in my head, nothing wrong with that, 'cause I am a cat. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let the light shine down, show me where you're broke. Heard the pieces fall before you spoke. Don't admit too much, save a little pride. Bury your fear inside mine. I'll fly you past these crooked tracks. Let the whole world slip like a mystery. I'll hide you deep inside with me.
I've had open roads run through my life, and I've chosen few that served me right. But there's one thing proves a constant light. You will guide me through my darkest night. You will guide me through my darkest night. Well, I've seen my dreams slip miles away. All the brilliant colors fade to gray. I don't mind what unkind fools might say. You will guide me through my darkest day. My troubled mind, rolling cold as life unfolds, confused along the way. I can always look to you and say, you will guide me through my darkest day.
Tony Frittata from his album. This is an album of songwriting, and it's of course Tony Frittata made his big claim to fame as a banjo player, and he just started getting into this songwriting thing a couple of years back. Did a bunch of sort of musical gypsy type things for a while. You Will Guide Me Through My Darkest Day. That's kind of a cool song, actually. Tony Frittata. And Andrew Knight in there. Wants to be a cat, and also on the beach, he was playing an instrumental there. It wasn't very beachy to me, but it was a good instrumental, and that's how that goes. Andrew Knight, he's from the West Virginia area, and he does a lot of stuff about coal now, and he's very activist in the idea that they're just taking too much coal out of the state of West Virginia, too much coal out of the ground. No need to do that. There are other ways to do things. They're moving mountains all around and all kinds of stuff, and he's kind of an environmentalist in the state of West Virginia, Andrew Knight. And he is pretty good. I like his stuff, Andrew McKnight. Alrighty. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just need to hold your horses because we are coming back for all kinds of good stuff. Got some banjo during the break. Hang on because the break's coming. It's coming now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Pullman Regional Hospital's Birthplace. Personalized prenatal, delivery, and follow-up care for families. Offering family suites with views of the Palouse and massage therapy for laboring moms. More about Birthplace at pullmanregional.org.
A very nice day today, partly cloudy with highs in the 70s, in Moscow 72, Lewiston 76. Mostly clear overnight and great sleeping weather with temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Then tomorrow will be just like today with highs in the low to mid 70s.
Oh my goodness, that's straight up raw, no bones about it. Straight up raw string band music. That's the album, the original. This is the Fat City String Band. And we heard, oh my gosh, we heard Old and Gray and Big Sandy. And that's, you know, you hear a lot of music like that and a lot of people have issues with it because it's not flat on, auto pitch type. It's very spontaneous and it's the real deal. And nowadays with the sophisticated ears that we've developed with all kinds of technology that can make things sound different than they are, a lot of people have issues with that. It's a lot harder for some people to listen to old field recordings of either music from the rural South or indigenous musics where it's singers who don't necessarily sing on key. They don't sing to perform. They're not opera singers. They're just people who sing. And that's a whole different deal. Anyway, Fat City, Big Sandy, and Old and Gray. Pretty good stuff, I think. Alrighty, here's The Better Day. These folks are from Ellensburg. This is from their third album. It's pretty good stuff.
Mama had the pleasure of calling Manhattan home. But got right on the 60s, the events that did unfold and drove my mom and dad to settle on the brink of Idaho. They could have sung their stories, no doubt, to rave review. But they've been working up bright jobs, it's me who writes the tune. Queens, wild Appalachian farmer's child. I certainly am not. If you'll check your country pride a sec, I'll give you all I got and take me back to my country. Take me back to my Northwest home. I don't need you, just your attention. I'm doing all right on my own. We do our share of farming, but I'll still have you know we're urbanized like every major city on the go. Hard times have hit us too, you know, but see how we move on. When our logging towns go belly up, they go Bavarian. Don't you think it's always rosy unless you want to spend your money here, in which case all is happy in the end. We're pioneering yuppie trends, I'll bet you every day. Our dams are wiping out more fish than any TV. Hey, won't you take me back to my country? Take me back to my Northwest home. I don't need you, just your attention. Doing all right on my own. Doing all right on our own. Keep on shining way up high. That we'll get to see it through the clouds up in the sky. No foggy worn mountain if it ain't got any snow. And I'd like to see the Wabash full of loaded barge and tow. Take me back to my country. Take me back to my Northwest home. We don't need you, just your attention. Doing all right on our own. Doing all right on our own. Doing all right on our own. Yeah. are in bloom makes the city more alive and much less like an urban tomb, but just a hop and skip on further down the line lies a getaway that even beats the floral comforts they provide. The mercury starts rising and we flee. Trade our bustle for the beauty of the wooded hills and sandy beaches. Summer colony became the name given to our four-month exodus in beautiful Lake Coeur d'Alene. Moonlight on the silver water sparkling in the breeze was heaven for us city folk off seeking some relief. 30 miles of railroad track from the rest of our lives, but the city seems so far away those lakeside summer nights. Cases in hand, they would shuffle off the train and run for two nights. They would cause a friendly stir with their boat races and parties. They would try to make the newspaper when Monday rolled around. Well, off they'd go back into the working world, which we'd chosen to ignore. And every week they'd follow their routine. It ain't easy building cities without taking some breaks in between. So moonlight on the silver water sparkling in the breeze was heaven for a city folk off seeking some relief. We were 30 miles of railroad track from the rest of our lives, but the city seemed so far away those lakeside summer nights. That slowly fade away. Seasons change and with them we would leave our chosen bay and head back into the lives we had known before. As the city swells around us, growing daily all the more. But on some long cold winter nights, a wandering mind would leave the chilly frost and bitter winds and darkness far behind for thoughts of sunlit pine trees swaying by the shores of the lake where we'd spent many happy days just months before. And we'd sing, moonlight on the silver water sparkling in the breeze was heaven for us city folk off seeking some relief. And we were 30 miles of railroad track from the rest of our lives, but the city seemed so far away those lakeside summer nights. We'd go from Driftwood Point to Beauty Bay and places in between, Del Cardo down to Harrison. We'd sail the Lower Lane, Twin Beaches to the city docks. The wild time we would roam, landing back at Okabena. 'Twas our lakeside summer home.
Chill to the bone. I get trouble when
Oh, Jump the Puddle. That's The Better Day from their album Changing Waters. We heard Sweet Virginia. We heard a couple of things from that album. Pretty good album. Yes, indeed. Gringo Groove. Mm-hmm. Wes Waddell. Before that, Wes Waddell from his first released album. It actually isn't his first album. His first album is Broken Deals and Battlefields, which is an album that came out, but he didn't release it. It's even earlier material. Wes Waddell, who now lives in Seattle. He's a Pullmanite, and he's really doing a lot of stuff with songwriting. He champions tons and tons of songs. He does workshops and all kinds of things about songwriting. He's a great guy, a good songwriter, and he's just a nice fella. He's got a lot of depth, and he makes you feel real good, real rich when you've hung out with him, Wes Waddell. And he was a tumbleweed this last year, and he was in good form, as he always is. MCs the songwriting contest at Tumbleweed. He does. Wes Waddell. Alrighty, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Un Jung Shin on playlists today. One of my favorite people, and she's helping me with the playlists and the organization of the show. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I will get back to you. Promise. We're coming back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Thanks for joining the NPR and Classical Music Service of Northwest Public Radio for Inland Folk with Dan Marr. This hour's programming is made possible by our listeners, as well as the Washington State Community Action Partnership, working statewide to provide education to those in need, with a belief that everyone deserves equal access to the training and knowledge essential for success. More on the Community Taking Action movement at wapartnership.org. Helping people, changing lives.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax, offering expectant parents private OB birthing suites featuring personalized one-on-one care and views of the Palouse. More information at whitmanhospital.com.